Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The last 4 weeks, I mean, like, we obviously have a million football questions, but what's the last 4 weeks been like for you since you got the starting job, just campus life, that kind of thing?
You know, it's definitely surreal. It's kind of a crazy feeling for sure, but, you know, I'm trying everything that I can to just keep the main thing, and, you know, trying to focus on ball as much as I can, and you know, there's a lot of external factors, but you know, that's the main goal here is just to keep winning. And, you know, that's the mindset that I have is just to keep going in every week, attacking and getting better. So, you know, a little bit more than before, but, I mean, I try, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, draw attention to myself. So just trying to stay locked in and stay focused on football. So. Oh, absolutely. You know, I talked about this with my mom the other day. My sisters do a great job of keeping me grounded and keeping me humble for sure. And, you know, they'll give me some crap about some things, but, you know, they're also my biggest supporters, and I'm so thankful for them. And, you know, they, without them, I wouldn't be here, be where I'm at today. So very thankful for them for sure. I think that's just, you know, just being pushed by my peers, you know, since getting here. And then obviously before, just, you know, I've had great coaches and great role models in my life, my entire life, you know, whether it's my parents or just, you know, high school coaches, all that kind of stuff. You know, I've always had a great supporting cast with, just growing up and just, I mean, with football and just life in general. So I'm very appreciative of my parents for, first and foremost, because they know that, This is an exciting opportunity, but they, like I said, they do everything in their power to keep me level-headed. So that I'm very thankful for them for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about like leading walkthroughs of coverages and stuff? What made you decide to do that with like your other players?
Absolutely. I think that was, you know, we did that a lot with the. I did that a lot, especially during the spring, just with the freshmen, and you know, trying to just make sure that everybody understands what's going on. And, you know, you don't want to be the guy out on the field that doesn't know what's going on. And then you know, you get cussed out by your coaches. Like that's not a great look for yourself. And you just want to be ready at all times. And I think that's really helped. I mean, I think this freshman class has done a really great job this year. And I think, you know, just everybody's done a great job of just understanding what this offense is made of. And I mean, defensively too, I think everybody's just really, really stepped up into those roles, whether or not that's come from an injury or just, you know, working during camp and winning a spot. So
after the game, when I had asked you about the single game freshman record for the quarterback, you didn't really want to talk about the accolades. You focused a little bit more on, you know, the plays you did leave out there. But was there a moment where you sort of let that sink in and realize what you just accomplished?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a brief moment just thinking about it where it's, you know, it's everything you ever dream of, but, you know, you're happy with it, but you don't really sit on it. You just time to move on and time to grow and time to get better. And, yeah, like I said, it's great, but, just want to keep winning. And, you know, there's a lot we have to clean up and there's a lot I have to clean up. And, you know, that's what we're doing this week. Just working to get better and get ready for Stanford.
Based over the last month, there's been a lot of people that pointed out
it was your only Power Four recruiting offer. I'm just curious, if you reflect back on your recruitment, just why do you think you kind of flew so under the radar?
It's a great question. A part of me wants to say I don't know, but you know, I think a part of it is where I'm from, and Oregon, Ohio. Not too many people know what Oregon, Ohio is. I tell people I'm from Oregon, and they think it's the state. So it's definitely a part of that. But you know, it's just, I think that was a big role in that. But you know, I'm appreciative of what Pitt did for me and what they're doing for me right now, and I think that's a testament to the coaching staff, especially Coach Bell and Coach Dews, just having that trust and that belief in me to come find me and take a kid out of a small town in Ohio. And you know, I'm very appreciative and blessed, and you know, gonna continue to try and prove everybody wrong. So
some of your teammates have described you as just having a big maturity, he's a grown man. Being a freshman, do you ever feel like you're a freshman, or do you kind of just like you're going with it and it's just?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are times where I have those freshman moments, and you know, that's the part where I'm the most hard on myself, because I expect better of myself and just want to be the best possible, put myself in the best possible situations to succeed. And you know, there are times where it's shown that I am a freshman, but you know, I try and move past that and try and outgrow those things and just try and get better every week. So I'm just going to keep putting my head down and keep getting to work and trusting my guys to help me out.
Mason, you mentioned the other members of your class. How has it helped you that some of those players are also making impacts?
Absolutely. I think that's a huge confidence booster for those guys and for myself as well. And, you know, seeing those guys, I mean, you're always happy to see other people succeed. But when it's those guys that you came in with and you're so close with, I think that's also just a big testament to how hard this group has worked as a whole. And even as a freshman class, I mean, you look at guys like Josh Gurrier and Sean Lee defensively, who are just absolutely balling out right now and stepping up in a big way. And then offensively, I mean, Boosie's playing really well right now. He's really flipped the switch, and he's doing a great job. So I think that just it helps, and it motivates everybody else to, you know, just to want to have to step up and be in a big role and help in any way that they can.
How have you seen Boosie really improve and grow these past couple weeks?
Absolutely, I think he's just done he's done a phenomenal job of just understanding what we do in this offense and playing to his strengths. And I think that's such a crucial thing for us, you know, dealing with Dez and just, you know, how he's been with some limited carries at times because of his injuries. But Boosie's just stepped up in such a huge way, and he's taken a really big step since camp of just, you know, understand to put his head down and gain us some yards, and you know, when to try and extend and make a play. And it's just, I mean, he's done a phenomenal job with that, and I'm looking forward to seeing him grow as well.
It probably wasn't even your first start. Probably wasn't even over before speculation started about the transfer portal and other teams wanted to come in and poach you away from Pitt. Just that's just reflective of the world we live in with college athletics. And I'm curious, just if any of that chatter gets back to you, just how do you kind of manage that?
I try and block that out as much as I can. I'm focused on what we're doing right now, and just, you know, trying to go win an ACC championship and just taking it week by week. You know, all that other stuff, that doesn't really matter to me. I'm just, like I said, I'm here to win games, and you know, it's I love this. I love these guys. I love this place, and I'm focused on what we're doing right now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Obviously, the turning point was in the third quarter. You guys put up a bunch of points, but the defense shut them off that same quarter. What kind of boost did it give, like, the whole team? You watch the defense, especially the injuries, go out and shut them off for a quarter. What you guys could have happened?
Absolutely. I think, that's such a crucial thing is just the momentum aspect of football. And it's something you can't really measure, but it's real. I think it's a very real thing. And, when the defense gets stops and the defense is forcing turnovers and making a lot of plays, that gives you that excitement to go out on the field and, hey, let's go score, not only for us, but like, let's do it for the defense. Let's do it for the team. Like this is, they're playing their butts off right now. Let's go make a play for the defense. And, when we can put that together and just play as one unit, I think we can be really special for sure. And I think that was what you said, what happened in the third quarter against NC State. You know, we kind of all just started putting it together. And, I'm just glad, happy we came out with a dub. I think a big thing for me is just knowing when to extend plays and when to just take what the defense has given me. I think there are times where I try and do a little bit too much, and I have to work on that. But we're the coaches do a great job of getting on me about that, and they're pushing me to be better. And it's just something that they're gonna have to take, or we're gonna have to take week by week, and just improve on as much as we can. And I think we'll be ready for Stanford for sure.
Kind of seems like maybe some awkwardness would be inherent to a situation like that, or
is
even a resource?
Oh, Eli's been great. I mean, this for him, that's such a tough situation, and he's handled it so well, and he's just done such a great job with me, just trying to help me in any way that he can. And I'm so appreciative of him for sure, and it's a testament to who he is, and not only the type of player he is, but the type of person he is. And I'm so thankful to share a room with these guys. I think they've all done such a great job of just trying to help me, put me in the best situations to succeed. And Eli's no different. He's really been a huge help for me for sure. A really great resource.
How's the United winning an ACC championship? Can you notice a different change in attitude or more optimistic since you took over, since the last four games, since
That's a great question. I think it's just it helps the morale in the locker room. After wins, like everybody's excited, and you're looking forward to next week and just having another opportunity to go win. So I think that's just a big thing for us. I mean, we've always had these high aspirations of going to win an ACC championship and going to the college football playoff, but it starts with the next week, and we got to go 1-0 this week, and you can't look past anybody. This is a great football team, and they're really really well coached and disciplined, and they're talented. So we gotta go out and get the job done this weekend.
You said your sisters have been keeping you humble. How many sisters? I
have two sisters. One lives out in Seattle, who is actually going to be able to make it to the game this weekend. So that'll be awesome. And then another one that lives in Chicago. I talk to them every week, and they're so, like I said, they're so supportive of me and just how this year has been. But, they like to crack jokes at me. And, like I said, keep me grounded, because there's a lot of outside talk and all that kind of stuff. And, it's a lot, but I signed up for this, and it's my job to handle it, but they help me out in any way that they can. And I'm so appreciative of that for sure.
I'm assuming they're both older.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the youngest of four. So yeah. My oldest sister, her name is Alyssa, and the next one is Sammy.
How have your relationship grown with your wideouts over these first few games for the starter?
Absolutely. I think we've always had a great relationship, just from workouts in the summer and all that kind of stuff. But I think it makes my job so much easier with the fact that they have such high confidence in me and such trust and belief. And, you know, that makes such a big difference, and that raises my confidence for sure. And I think just being able to distribute the ball in any way that I can and trusting those guys to go make plays. I mean, every single one of our receivers are playmakers, and, you know, it makes my job a heck of a lot easier. So it's easy to build that confidence when you have such good players around you, for sure.
What are defenses telling you? About how teams are defending you and this offense now?
You know, we've gotten a couple different looks the past couple weeks, and you know, I'm just trying to watch as much film as I can, just be ready for whatever the defense throws at us. I mean, we've gotten a lot of man, and then a lot of deep zone. I mean, they're playing everything against us, and you know, we just try and find our ways to counter that, and you know, just trying to, you know, just adjust on the fly, honestly. So if we see something in film and then they come out with a completely different coverage, just trying to figure out how to counter that, and just, you know, just keep putting up points.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.